Good morning, this is Choices, and this is Judy Mario. And today, we are talking about building your leadership skills. And whether you are in a leadership position at work, or in an organization, or your job, maybe your job is just leading family members. And so, whatever position you're in, you can be a leader. We're not talking about being in a leadership position. We're talking about actually being a leader in life. And very often, people that are really, really good leaders are those who have long-term positive impacts on others. And most often, these people are happy and they have a joyful attitude toward life. So we're talking about the leaders in your community, the leaders in your church, the leaders in your family. So what makes up a leader? Well, there's so many characteristics of what makes a leader, and some of them are very different than others. And yet, the one thing I found is that most leaders also have all kinds of problems. They have significant problems. But what they have been able to do is they've been able not to be bogged down by those problems or every little bitty thing that they don't like in life. They kind of rise above it. They don't focus on what's wrong. Instead, they focus on what they can do about what's wrong. And so today, as we talk about leaders, I want you to think about the things that you do every day that causes other people to want to be like you, that causes other people to want to follow you and do what it is that you do. And one of the things we're going to look at today is those areas of our life that we can take control over and how that's going to make a positive difference in your ability to lead other people. Because, you see, leaders focus on things that matter. They take control of things that are controllable. They allow for growth, and they make and keep commitments. So, people who chronically complain, people who are constantly negative, what they do is they're talking about things they can't do anything about. And notice that these people constantly whine and complain about things like the weather, the organization, the government, other departments within the company. They complain about their neighbors. And this is the type of person who is least likely to take action, to take control. They won't take control of their own job, their own health, their own family issues, their own emotions. And leaders have to do that. Leaders have to take responsibility. Now, what I mean about responsibility is similar to what Stephen Covey said in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He said responsibility is our ability to respond. Now, what he meant was it's our ability to respond in an appropriate manner. In other words, we are not just reacting. We are looking at life and we are finding out how what happens to us is not the biggest thing. It's not the most important thing, because things are going to happen to all of us. Things are going to go wrong for all of us. But how do we respond to what goes wrong? How do we handle it differently? I once read a book, Man's Search for Meaning, by Dr. Viktor Frankl. And if you haven't read it, I highly recommend that you do. He was a Holocaust survivor, and he survived one of the worst events in human history. And he said it was his choice to survive because he did whatever he could, whatever he had to do in order to survive that experience. And he said in that book, everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. And that's what leaders do. They choose their attitude in a given set of circumstances. They choose how they're going to deal with it. And so let's consider the areas of your life that might be troublesome to you right now. Can you do anything about any of them? Well, if you can, then do it. Whatever it is you can do, do it. But if you can't, you need to develop ways to work within if you can, but absolutely don't complain about them. You know, find out what perimeters you have and deal with that. Because remember, your response is your choice. And choosing to complain is not the attitude of a leader. A leader is a person who is living an assertive life, who looks at where they are and where they want to be and the gap in between the two and figures out how to fill that gap, figures out how to take the steps that they need to take in order to gain the control over their life and have responsibility and let other people see them as a role model. So developing the qualities of leadership means that you need to start with the basics. And within those basics, those fundamentals of your life, there's a great deal of area where you can have control. And so let's look at some of the life areas where you can have control. And one of the things as a leader we need is we need to be physically fit. We need to have a great deal of energy if we're going to take charge of our life, if we're going to be an effective role model for friends and for family and for the people who work for us. And you have the power to affect that energy. You have that power. Let's think about that for a minute. What do you eat? What makes up your diet? You have complete control over what you put into your body. And if you're eating sugar, salt, fat, and highly processed foods, then you're compromising your future success. Does that mean you can't ever have something like a treat that you really enjoy, like, say, pumpkin pie at Thanksgiving? No. It does mean that you can't have it every single day. You have to take in smaller quantities of foods that have sugar, salt, fat, and anything that's highly processed. If it comes in a box or a can or any kind of a package, really and truly we shouldn't be eating it because it's processed. And you have control over that. So start thinking about what you're putting in your body, because your body is what takes you around and it's what gets you where you need to go, and your body needs energy. And you wouldn't go out and dump dirt in your gas tank in your car. So why do you put stuff in the tank of your body that doesn't work, that doesn't help, that doesn't lead to you being a more energetic person, a healthier person? And do you exercise? Well, experts say that we need a minimum of 2 hours a week of rigorous exercise. So it's important that you start to do that. And I know many of us don't like exercise, but just walk around the block, that's a good start, and then walk faster and faster until you feel like you're actually working up a little bit of a sweat. That'll help you to get more physically fit. And what about rest? Are you resting when you need to rest? You may have to miss some things or do without something in order to take a rest in the afternoon or say when you get really, really tired. But you need to get the rest that you need. You're not good to yourself or anyone else if you're not rested, if you're not healthy, if you're not energetic. So the physical area is one of the areas over which you can have control. Another area you can have control over is your emotional area. You want to be emotionally stable. You don't want to be up and down and have all kinds of drama in your life. I mean, seriously, some people are leading a soapbox sort of life, those soap opera things that we see on TV. And tell you the truth, I mean, you could watch a soap opera today and not watch it again for 6 months, and you won't have missed anything because the same people on there, the same characters will be having the same kind of drama, and the same heroes will come through and save people. And that's the same thing in our own lives. We have a lot of these soap opera types that they just create this drama, and they carry it around with them all the time, and it doesn't ever get any better because that's their comfort zone. They like living in that area. And so you as a leader have to be sure that what you're worried about is seriously what needs to be taken care of right now, and then take care of it. Don't just keep living in the drama. Make some decisions and do something about it so that you're emotionally stable, because if you're a leader, people need to see you as stable. And so remove any kind of worry off of your plate, if it is at all possible. Take care of things. Take control. The third area is your intellectual area. We must always keep learning. You know, we're either getting better or we're getting worse. We're not staying the same. So your goal must be to be at least 1% better every day. And that means that you need to be involved in lifelong learning. It is just no longer possible to graduate from school and then sit back and say, well, I've done that, and now I'm going to live my life and everything's going to be fine. No, no. Leaders are lifelong learners. Leaders learn something new every single day. In Dennis Waitley's book, Psychology of Winning, he notes that rich and powerful people always have libraries in their homes full of resources. Now, he asked, do they have so many books because they're rich, or are they rich because they have so many books? Well, I believe that leaders keep up to date on what's going on in the world. And so they do read the latest books. They do read the techniques. They do decide on an amount of time that they're going to devote to lifelong learning and do something every single day in order to continue to learn and grow. Also, another area over which you can have control is your social life. You know, we do need to have contact with other people. We need to have fun. We need to relax. We don't want to be a workaholic, but then we don't want to be a socialaholic either. So we need to learn how to balance our time between our career and our family and time just for us. So often people leave that part out, that time just for you. So be careful about who you socialize with and surround yourself with people that energize you and validate you. I made a rule in my life. I am not going to be around negative people. I'm not going to be around people that pull me down, because when I do that, it exhausts me, and then I can't do the things that I want to do. I can't lead other people to do what they want to do, because I get depressed from being around these negative people. So get away from them. And even if they're family members, you need to either tell them that you can't be around them when they're being negative and complaining and they need to change their behavior, or you need to put some distance between you and them. Just because they're family members doesn't mean that they have the right to steal your joy. And you do have the right not to listen to them or to be involved with anything that's holding you back. So give yourself the time to be alone. Give yourself time away from other people. Give yourself time to plan and to arrange your schedule and to read and to learn new things and to do the things that you want to do. Maybe you want to write a book, or maybe you want to learn to play tennis, or maybe you want to start some new hobby like art. Maybe you want to learn to paint. It's important for you to do that. It is important for you to take time just for yourself. And that is something that leaders do. They take time to be alone. They take time to think, because it's very hard to think when there's a lot of noise going on around you. This is Judy Morio, and this is Choices. I thank you for joining me today, and I certainly hope that you'll go over to my website. That's judymorio.com, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com, and look up some of the resources that we have available for you. One of the resources that I've written is entitled, You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power, and that certainly will offer use some leadership techniques in that book. It's been a very bestseller. It's done very, very well in the marketplace, and people really tell me that that book helps to make a difference in their lives. So go over to the products page on my website and see what's available. And one of our best leadership books is the book entitled Conquer the Brain Drain, And it's a book about leadership and about pumping up your abilities and how you can do that. And it also has 52 exercises in it to help you start meetings differently so that people won't go through that same thing of, oh, we have another meeting, now we have to go to the meeting. So go over there and take a look. And while you're at the website, sign up for my free monthly newsletter. We send that out every single month, and it has all kinds of tips and ideas in it on how to make your life even better than it already is. So go over there to judymorio.com and sign up for that free newsletter. And when you do, you're going to receive an audio recording of Realize Who You Are, which is a very powerful audio recording to help us realize that we really are more than enough. Thank you for joining me today. We are talking about leadership today and how you can build your leadership skills. And right now, we're talking about the things in our life that we can take control of. And some of those things that we can take control over are our physical self, our emotional self, our intellectual self, and our social life. And another one is our spirituality. You know, so many leaders are people who have kind of an aura about them that they're kind of at peace. You know, they seem to have a confidence that comes from some sort of spirituality. Now, to some people, spirituality means religion, and to others, it's nature or music or philosophy. But whatever it is to you, when you go there, you become grounded in your own values. And when you're grounded in your value system, your priorities start to snap into position. And when that happens, you can step out into the world and you can meet any challenge that life can offer because that's your integral core. People of integrity have something that less integral people don't have. People of integrity have a freedom that allows them to judge themselves and that allows them to center on respect instead of being liked. You know, it is not so important that everybody likes us when we're in a leadership position, but it is important that everybody respects us. Now, Dr. Martin Luther King once said, "I may not be the man I could be. I may not be the man I ought to be. I may not be the man I can be, but praise God, I'm not the man I used to be." It took years for you to become who you are, and it will take time for you to improve and enhance that person. So, be patient with yourself. It is so important to be patient with yourself, especially if you truly want to develop your leadership skills. You have to forgive yourself. You know, so often we just are doing the best we can. I believe that each one of us is doing the best we can. And sometimes the best just doesn't work out. But you can't blame yourself. You have to forgive yourself for those kinds of things because that is so important. Just know that you are a person of integrity doing the best that you can do. And when you do that, you're going to become a good role model for others. You're going to notice that people you admire and respect are admiring and respecting you. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to role model the people that I think are leaders, the people that I respect. So what you do is you just kind of watch them and you see how do they move, how do they stand, how do they walk, how do they sit. How do they handle rejection and fear? You know, what keeps them going? Because if I start to emulate those behaviors that they have, what happens is I'm acting as if. And if we act as if long enough, one day we'll look in the mirror and we'll see we really are. And that's what's really exciting. I just try to do one thing that they do. I look at a person I really, really admire, and I say, what is the one thing about them that I admire the most? And then just try to do that one thing so that I, too, can be a better leader, and I can be a role model for others. And you might want to ask that person, if you know them, well, you might want to ask them to give you some feedback. You know, align yourself with someone that you trust and ask them for guidance and advice. Ask them how you're doing and how do you appear at a meeting. Do you have mannerisms that need to be corrected? Ask them about your dress and your posture and your words and your demeanor. Be sure that this person is someone that will tell you the truth and not just candy coat it and be nice to you, because you don't want someone who's trying not to hurt your feelings. You want someone who's really, really honest with you. And that will help you, because leaders are honest. Leaders give you feedback, and that gives you an opportunity to grow if they give you good feedback. Now, I mean, not being rude when they give it to you, but in a kind way, to tell you that there's things that you just really need to do to make your life better and to make you better. And you need to take that not as criticism, but as feedback that's going to help you become the best that you can be. And another thing is to teach other people. If you're going to be a leader, you need to teach. You need to help other people become all that they can be. And take every opportunity to tell people what you know so that you can help them develop a fuller understanding of what it is, whether it's the job that they're doing if they work for you or the relationship at home. Let them know what's going on, because when people don't know what's going on, they don't know how to deal with you. And teaching others requires that you have a lot of patience, and you have patience with their progress, and you have to have patience with yourself and know that you are good at giving feedback. And whether you're a manager and you're required to give feedback to your staff, or a parent offering guidance to your child, or someone who just wants to be helpful to others, you need to be sure to give feedback that is vision-driven. And this means that you have a vision and you have a direction, and that it's not something that's self-centered or manipulative, but it's to help that person see the vision and get headed in the right direction. And so the feedback is just to help them be better at achieving their goals. And that means that feedback, to be effective, must be non-judgmental. You can't tell somebody that what they're doing is good or bad, but you have to kind of make sure that you're asking them a question like, is this getting you the result that you want? Because if it's not getting them the result that they want, then they need to make some changes. And as a leader, we have to be very specific. The other person must know exactly what behavior or condition is being addressed and what changes need to be made. Otherwise, if they want to make the changes, if they have the desire, but they don't know exactly what to do, they're not going to get better. So you can't just say to someone like, you need to be a better team player. They don't know what that means. You need to actually tell them the behaviors that they need to have in order to be a better team player. So we've got to be very, very specific about what it is that we share with people when we give them feedback. And be sure that we're always respectful, because we want to be effective, and that means that we have to be respectful. We don't want to hurt someone by the feedback that we give. You don't want to leave the impression that your comments were based on how you felt about their personality or whether or not you liked them. No, your comments should always be about their behavior or the condition, and how what your feedback is going to help them to be even better at what they're doing. And as the last thing I think that's very important for us to talk about today as leaders is our word. You know, keeping one's word is important, and it seems that a lot of people today don't think it is, but your word is your integrity. your integrity is the rock upon which assertiveness is built. And as a leader, your integrity is everything. The people have to trust you. They have to know that you are someone who's doing the best possible thing for them, the best possible thing for the situation, and that your integrity is not to be compromised. So when I was a child, I remember my parents said, your word is your bond. If you break your word, then nobody can trust you. And that meant things like even just being on time. If you said to someone, I'll be there at 9 o'clock in the morning, then you need to be there at 5 minutes till. Because if you have bad habits where you just constantly are not doing what you say you're going to do, people get where they won't trust you. And trust is one of the most important things that you can build in a relationship. As a leader, we absolutely, absolutely have to have the trust of the people who are following us, whether that's at work or whether that's at home. People need to see you as a serious person and one to whom they ought to pay attention. And when you break your commitments, you will not be viewed as someone of power or someone of worth. And that could eventually impact how you think of yourself. When you break commitments, you might start thinking that you're not such a great person. And it's important for us to think well of ourselves. So if you have to break a commitment to someone, then for goodness sakes, call them and renegotiate it. Try to make it happen so that you can do it at another time. And be flexible so that you're making the renegotiation as powerful for them as it is for you, as convenient for them as it is for you. It is very, very important to show respect to the other person. And, well, we're just almost out of time. It seems like we just don't get to cover everything I'd like to cover with you every single day. However, I will be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining us. Choices is a show about all the choices that we have in life in all of the different areas of our life, whether it be our career or our relationships, our family, our financial, our health, our spirituality. We have choices in all of the different areas of our lives. And we want to be sure that we make the best choices that we possibly can. And if life didn't challenge us, how could we know how strong we are? How would we learn who we are capable of becoming? So there's no such thing as life without struggle. But remember this, no one comes out of a struggle the same as he or she was when it began. And everyone has to make choices between giving up or growing stronger. And that's what we're doing this show for, trying to help each of us to grow stronger. Listeners, I want to talk about what you want to hear about, so I would really appreciate it if you would drop me a note, judy@judymorio.com. That's judy@judymorio.com. And let me know what you would like me to talk about. Let me know what we could discuss on this show together in order to help your life be better and better. The thing that I want you to remember most of all is that you are more than enough to be and to have and to do all the things that you want in your life. So believe in yourself and know that you can make things happen. We just have to concentrate on staying positive and focus forward. You can do it. You're more than enough.